Central Berkshire Habitat for Humanity held a groundbreaking Friday for 6 new affordable housing units in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The ceremony was held on a plot of land just southeast of Pittsfield's core, looking down on the banks of the Housatonic River below.
I'd like to welcome you all to the groundbreaking and a realization of a dream, this Gordon Deming Village.
Carolyn Valley, executive director of Central Berkshire Habitat for Humanity, was easy to pick out from the crowd at the groundbreaking. Under her bright pink hard hat beamed a smile that spoke to a decade-long project finally nearing completion.
Well, the biggest problem that we had is that this has, like, when you're standing up here, you don't think, oh, we're close to a river that's right down there. So there were a lot of conservation issues that had to be resolved, and we had to be able to get a set aside to mediate that. And then when we started running the numbers, the cost of construction because of the infrastructure was going to be beyond our ability to do that, because we have to sell them at affordable rates for people to have affordable payments.
To bring the housing into existence, Habitat was facing a project cost of $425,000. That's when Pittsfield stepped in.
The city has worked with Carolyn and Habitat on a number of projects before. This is unusual because it's new construction, and usually we've been donating land or helping them with some of the, or structures that we took over for tax title.
Justine Dodds is Pittsfield's Community Development Program Manager.
The city was able to find a grant opportunity for that through the Department of Housing and Community Development through the MassWorks program, and those are grants that are specific for infrastructure related to housing, affordable housing. It's, near transit that's in the downtown that's important. So we wrote a grant for that last year, and we were awarded $425,000 for that.
The land was initially donated to Habitat by Berkshire Gas in 2009. Berkshire Gas President Franklin Reynolds.
My understanding is it used to be an MGP site, a manufactured gas site, which again is no longer in use, and we're revitalizing the site and putting it to good use here with the 6 condos that will be built.
Financing for the units, which are designed to meet net zero standards through the use of renewable energy, are being offered to potential homeowners by a local lender.
We tried to mirror exactly what Habitat already offers to their homeowners. It's going to be a low 30-year fixed rate option with a 2% interest rate for the full 30 years. They're going to go through the Habitat counseling that they go through now, and we're going to provide the financing for them.
Lisa Tribus, vice president of the Greylock Federal Credit Union Mortgage Department, says the financing is well below the average rate in Pittsfield.
Currently, the fixed rate is about 4.5%, so it's a pretty big discount that we're offering.
With a house in neighboring Dalton almost done, Valley says Habitat is eager to take what it's learned in Pittsfield to the rest of the county.
We believe that we'll be able to probably take this model to other communities besides Pittsfield, because all of our communities in the Berkshires are in need of affordable housing. And the people that purchase Habitat homes, they are hardworking people just like you and me that just, you can't save for a down payment if you're paying every one of your dollars for your current housing or you're living in substandard housing. And we really want to partner with communities to be able to expand this everywhere, because our territory goes from Cheshire all the way down to all of Southern Berkshire as well.
With construction scheduled to start in September, Valley says the first two families should move into the Gordon Deming Village by Christmas. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.